It's KBIA, Thinking Out Loud, and the Thinking Out Loud podcast. Wilbur Lynn is our guest. He has been appointed the new music director for the Missouri Symphony here in Columbia. Their Firefly Music Festival starts June 24th. And Wilbur, it's so great to welcome you and to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me.
I want to get, first of all, just kind of the backstory. You get your opportunity here to introduce yourself to Columbia. So tell us how you got to be here.
Hello. Thanks for having me. Yes. So when people ask me where I'm from, I normally tell people, you know, I'm from everywhere. I'm a mess. I was born in New Jersey. I grew up in Taiwan, went to England, Ohio, Indiana. So many different places. But I have found that somehow Midwest is calling me to come home.
Okay.
I have been living in Midwest for the past 10 years. And, you know, I have actually first conducted the symphony as a masterclass participant under Kirk Trevor back in 2017, the first time I came here in Columbia. And I'm so glad to be here working with your amazing symphony.
Firefly Music Festival, this is kind of a rebrand. People are going to recognize the name Hot Summer Nights, which they've been using for a long time. It is a series of concerts. What's different about it now that it's the Firefly, other than you standing up in front of them?
Yeah, so we want to amplify the fact that our summer festival is comprised of our professional musicians from around the country, even around the world. We bring them in for 1 month a summer, and we want to really allow their musicality to shine. And we want to continue to program really storytelling concerts that really, really talk about many different things, but has a theme that goes through the whole summer.
I want to circle back because we talked about you being from a lot of different places. As we were discussing before we came on here, lots of people grow up loving music. Lots
yep.
of people grow up discovering an instrument, taking lessons, finding an instrument. But there's something different about saying, I want to take the baton and I want to go stand up in front of all these people and drive the train.
Right. Well, 90% that's ego. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously,
I've met a few conductors, and that's not as off as you might think.
Sure, sure, yeah. But for me, you know, I started learning the piano when I was six, and just loved. Well, at first, I didn't love the piano like most kids. Piano's fine, music's fine. But when I was in high school, I was involved in school bands or school orchestra, things like that. And my band teacher was very busy, so I got the chance to ask her, "Hey, if you don't have time to lead this rehearsal, can I do something?" And she was like, "Sure, go ahead." And that was when I realized that, hey, I kind of love this conducting thing, especially when, as a pianist, I don't get to play in a lot of orchestras. So one way to perform a Beethoven symphony, what's a better way than standing on the podium?
You start thinking about becoming a conductor. There must be somebody in your mind that you're seeing musically and stylistically. Some of them are very calm and some make a show of it.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think of and say, I kind of would like to follow in these footsteps?
Lenny Bernstein, when I was younger, when I didn't know much about music, I still don't know a lot, but a bit more, is that I used to find him like, why is he moving so much? Why is he jumping around? But now I realize that everything is about music. So the more I know about my job, the more about my musicians, the more I know about my audiences, the more I want to be like him. Not necessarily, you know, conduct like him, but really, you know, channel music like he does, his whole body, his whole persona.
Persona is exactly, mm-hmm. you know, a personality.
Yeah.
Absolutely unique and marvelous and beloved.
Yeah.
And we're going to get into the festival. We'll talk about the individual concerts. But that gives me an opportunity to, I almost never do this. I sometimes will look at somebody's website just to get some basic biographical information. But there's a couple of things in your bio on your website that I want to drill down on. And you talk about building a listening community one town at a time. For me, the thing that was great about Lenny was the fact that he put very conscious effort into getting more people into the family. It wasn't just, I'm going to play a concert for the people that have subscriptions for the New York Symphony or whatever, but he's on public television. He's doing the concerts for kids at a time when very few orchestras were doing that. So tell me what you have in mind when you say building a listening community one town at a time.
Yeah, so I mean, the immediate goal, like most people might have suspected is that, you know, we want orchestras to survive, right?
Right.
But that's not really the point. You know, as musicians, I constantly ask myself, you know, what is our social duty? What are the things we are doing? Because we don't want to just be performers to you know, entertain people. Of course, we love entertaining people, but that's not the point, right? There is something more to it. And one thing I realized is that it takes a skill to sit in a concert for 2 hours and be with yourself. And that skill is so much connected to our ability to listen to each other and not immediately respond. And that's something I'm not doing really well right now because I'm trying to respond to you in seconds. But you get the idea, right?
Yeah. And you hear something and you let it marinate in your mind a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's different from a lot of other activities that we might get. Wilbur Lynn is our guest, the new music director of the Missouri Symphony. And there's another line in there that I wanted to get to as we are going to start talking about Firefly, and that is programming storytelling concerts. And I saw that line, and I love that so much because storytelling is basically what I do here. I sort of get to you know, open up the door for other people to tell their stories, but I love doing storytelling myself. And then as I saw that line caught me, and then I look at the concerts, and I kind of see where you're going with that idea. These are programs that have a theme and kind of tell a story. So let's kind of just run through these. It's going to start with Fanfare Como.
Yeah, so Fanfare Como will be our very first concert, and the first piece on the program will be the world premiere of Fanfare Como. Now, why do we call this Fanfare Como? I want not just this concert. I want our symphony to be both, you know, local and global. What do I mean by that? Is that this orchestra has to speak to people around us, be a representative of people around us, and also be representative of the world to the local audience. So in this piece, I tried to find something that is local, that is a musical inspiration by our local Blind Boone.
Yes.
Find a musical style that is the pride of America. And one of the cases, that will be the Hollywood music, and find someone who shares some of my background, a Taiwanese-American composer. So we commissioned a Taiwanese-American film composer to compose a piece in the style of Hollywood based on a theme by Blind Boone.
Fantastic. I love it. And Mayor Buffalo is going to be there, and that's going to be a whole thing there as we get to welcome you in. And then the second one is definitely part of the, I guess, larger reckoning that classical music is undergoing. It's long overdue, and that is starting to recognize some of the women composers, some of the people of color that are involved in classical music. And it's real easy to put a couple of Clara Schumann pieces on there and say, hey, we put a girl on our program. Yeah. Look at that. But you guys are going beyond that.
Yes. Yeah. So this whole season kind of circles around Brahms and Schumann, but we did not program a lot of Brahms and Schumann. It's music around them. So we want to kind of find that sphere of influence. And that includes, I'm sure, one of Robert Schumann's biggest inspirations, of course, Clara Schumann. But we also didn't start with that concert with Clara Schumann. We're starting with a very new piece, Gabriela Ortiz, a piece commissioned by the New York Philharmonic just last year called Clara, a tribute to Clara Schumann. And then we're heading into Clara Schumann's piano concerto, finishing with Sanson's organ symphony. So people inspired Schumann and pieces inspired by Schumann.
Outstanding. The next one, Missouri's Finest, America's Best, the 4th of July show. This is going to be on July 2nd, but it's essentially the 4th of July show. Some marvelous guests, including a Jazz Rucker, who is an incredibly talented young man, but just a beautiful soul. He was at Rockbridge when my daughter was there, and she just loved Jazz Rucker. So yeah. I'm delighted to see him being a part of this.
And don't you like amazing artists who are also amazing music educators?
Yes.
That's the best part.
Yeah, when they're able to share that. And this is a concert with music that one might expect at a 4th of July show. We're going to get some Sousa in there as is absolutely required. And some John Williams, Fanfare for Democracy. Yeah. It's going to be the traditional 4th of July concert.
It will be a traditional 4th of July concert focusing on things that we can all feel proud about.
Yeah, absolutely. Wilbur Lynn, the music director of the Missouri Symphony. I'll mention that the MOSI MOSY, themosy.org is the website. You can order tickets there and find out more about Wilbur and about the upcoming Firefly series. The next one is going to be a lot of fun. You're going to get to use the magnificent space of the State Historical Society mm-hmm. of Missouri, which is something I'm very passionate about. I love those guys, and I'm delighted that you're getting to do something in that beautiful space. That includes Candide Overture. We were just talking mm-hmm. about Bernstein, and I love that piece so much.
Yeah, so this concert, I'm not going to give away too much details, but this is what you need to know, that we're going to be in the lobby. We're going to set up the orchestra so it's not a concert hall format. You are going to be able to walk around the space, walk around that magnificent staircase while we play and experience the different vantage points, both visually and orally, how the sound changes as you move. And there might also be a walkway in between the orchestra that members of the audience can go through.
Oh, what fun. Well, that's going to be on July the 7th. And then the next one, this is something orchestras have done for many years mm-hmm. and always something that a lot of people love. Greatest Hits of the Silver Screen. What are you doing that's maybe a little bit different as opposed to a lot of other concerts that people will have seen?
Well, in a way, it's very similar to a lot of concerts that people have seen, but we want to find a way to channel through the stories of the movies. So we are, and not just, you know, the plot of the movies, but the background of those music. So the composers, they are connected to each other. The styles are influencing each other. And you'll hear John Williams, you'll hear Coco, you'll hear Michael Giacchino, all these amazing composers and their music.
John Williams and this generation of composers that have followed in his footsteps.
Yeah.
And kids are going to get to wear costumes. And I saw that and just loved it. I've got a granddaughter who's 3.5, and we took her to see Disney on Ice in Kansas City at T-Mobile. And so many kids dressed up in the and it was so much fun just to see all the little kids dressed up as their favorite character. So that's going to be
And a disclaimer: you don't have to be a kid to dress up.
Okay, fantastic, fantastic. And then the last one, the Schumann Connection, with two different composers from two different worlds. But you talked about the fact that you're kind of doing this with the orbit of Robert Schumann.
Yes.
So when you say the Schumann Connection, tell us what that's about.
Yeah, so this is our final concert, and it's interesting. We're circling Schumann all the way until the very end of the season. That we're programming the only Schumann Symphony in the whole season. So we'll be starting with William Schumann, this American early 20th century composer, well actually mid 20th century composer, who has amazing works, mainly circling the American Northeast. Pieces about that. We're going to perform his New England Triptych, and then we're going backwards. So William Schumann was an award winner of the Edward McDowell Medal, and Edward McDowell was part of the second New England School, amazing romantic period American composer. We are finding that connection. And then Edward McDowell actually went to Germany to study, and actually briefly study under Clara Schumann. And then we're tracing that route all the way back to Robert Schumann's Symphony No. 4.
Magnificent. Well, these are all going to be happening as part of the Firefly Music Festival, June 24th through July 15th. Again, themosy.org is the place to find it. Have you had the opportunity to get into the room with your musicians yet?
Not with this particular group, no.
Okay.
I mean, we have been doing things throughout the season, but our festival has a much bigger orchestra, musicians from around the country, and we're looking forward to making it happen.
And you're going to get to do most of these concerts in a space that is so integral to the heart of the arts here in Columbia, that Missouri Theater. And we came so close to losing it. And one of your predecessors, my dear old friend Hugo Vianello, was such a hero in helping to save that space for us. And now it's something that you get to use and be a part of.
Yeah, it means a lot to have, it's the university's theater, but it means a lot to have, you know, a summer home, a residence that we can perform in, and we can call it, you know, a space that we really get to know, the acoustics, the sound, and everything, and, you know, not to mention how amazing it looks.
Absolutely. We are looking very forward to seeing these concerts and welcoming you to part of our arts community.
Thank you so much.
I want to circle back. You talked about building a listening community one town at a time, and it also includes the word one small town at a time. We just in the last couple of weeks finished our pledge drive for the classical radio station, our sister station, 90.5, and talked about the fact that you've got a city of 120,000 people with a symphony orchestra and with a full-time classical radio station and a lot of these things. And that gives you a magnificent opportunity, but it's also a responsibility, I guess, isn't it?
Of course, yeah. I mean, for Columbia, this is not a small town. This is a, you know, I don't know what we call this. This is a big town or a small city. But, you know, having all these cultural institutions is very important because we're not just serving Columbia. We are the de facto hub of Mid-Missouri.
Right.
And especially with the Missouri Symphony, I mean, I am very proud of the fact that we are the orchestra that bears a state name. And there is that responsibility that we need to wear this proud. We want to bring Missouri to the world. And we really want to serve an audience, not just Columbia, but anywhere in between St. Louis and Kansas City.
Outstanding. Will Berlin has been our guest. Once again, the website is themosi.org. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
You bet.